can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta.
All right, in closing, our special guest, Vicar Boot.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
You have the United States declining empire with the EU, NATO, the Israelis, others trying to use us as their machine for their own domination. And that's where the real fight is. And if we push much further, you already see the disasters that are happening. And I look at Israel, not looking at second, third, fourth order events. It's insane. So, Vicar Boot, in closing, as you did a week ago, because I know that people pay attention to this, tens of millions watch it, and I know most of the Pentagon, by the way, agrees with you and was against this from the beginning, but they just sit back and watch this unfold. I even know most of the White House is against what's happening. Trump's not leaking stuff. What would your advice be to Trump, and then your advice to people under the tyranny in the UK, people in Israel, about, and people in Europe under NATO, about what we should do now at this point? Closing comments. We've got 4 minutes for your book.
Well, some of, the person who wrote the commentary while we've been talking to you, he put this small but very powerful, message. 1776 worldwide. I think there is need be, again, war for revolution, war for liberation, because the globalists are really very, very close, at least they are thinking so, to push the world to the, and create this scenario. So they said, okay, we have nothing to lose. Let's go and really establish our full control, full dictatorship, full new way or full new version of the, to put on us, basically put everybody of us in this kind of the matrix or in their digital jail. So it's up to us really to face it, to understand what we are facing, not with the eyes shut down, not try to put our hand in the sand, and they play the differences, oh, this is bad people, this is good people, this is Christian, this is Muslim, this is the Jews. Basically, we offer them just the food. That's how they look on us. So we need really to understand what the enemy are, identify them, and figure out how we can really fight them. Believe me, without our support, without our will, they cannot control us. So we need to deny them this opportunity to control us. We need to say no. We need to eventually use all possible peaceful means to bring this message to the leadership, to say, hey, we will not tolerate this control. And basically, I think in every human being, except this Satanist or Epstein coalition of those who've been part of this cult, we sharing the same values. We are willing to see our kids grow. We're willing to see our country to prosper. We want to see the good trade and friendship between the countries. And think of this, we can do together way more that we will fight each other, because fighting will bring to one thing, we will destroy entire civilization, and it will take another couple million years before new civilization can appear on this planet. So let's not let them do it. That is my opinion.
I totally agree, and we're at such a historic crossroads. I don't have words to describe how serious this is and how accurate you've been coming on with us the last few years. So I'm so pleased that you got a political exile and were able to speak out. And I love the fact, because I've told you over a year ago, you ought to get on the air. You're doing more interviews. That's great. We need everybody, but not just Vicar Boot, everybody, black, white, old, young, Russian, Chinese, Mexican, whoever. People need to speak out now. This is the time. That's why the system wants to censor us. They want to shut us up, because the truth is popular. Vicar Boot, people can follow you on X at Real Vicar Boot. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. God bless. Powerful interview. All right. We're going to look at domestic operations coming up and what the Democrats are up to, and Tina Peters being released from prison and election fraud investigations. Then we're going to look at the UK and the total tyranny there and the Islamic invasion. It's all coming up in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now.
There's a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us, They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger. Louder. Unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
We aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you. And I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Methylene Red Capsules are in. Clean Daily Energy, Mental Clarity, Brain Function, Focus Performance, Cellular Energy. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, keep moving. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red's proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Appreciate long-term, long-time confidant, even back in military school, high school, the Trump, Peter Tichtin, great lawyer, investigated the election fraud, been right there with the tip of the spear getting long-time political prisoner released from jail, and we're here to talk about that right now, but what an exciting time to be alive. We also have Trump names Bill Pulte, from all my sources, has just done a great job to take over Tulsi Gabbard's job. So that's very, very exciting. And I want to be very, very clear. Whenever I'm critical of Trump, it's because I think he's doing something that's not the best idea. And as a citizen, I'm be critical of him. The Democrats are the psychotic piranhas on PCP we've got to deal with. But I wanted to get into all of this with him. But first, Tina Peters, a hero, exposing election fraud, thrown into prison, finally released. And so I wanted to get Peter Tichtin's take on all of that. LegalBrains.com and more. Be sure and follow all of his work there to talk about the situation we're in this country right now and the investigations, the latest on election fraud and moves to try to curtail that ahead of the midterms, just 6 months away. So Peter, very well-known, prestigious lawyer, thank you for being here with us on short notice. The crew's like, why don't you get Peter Tichtin on this morning? I was like, oh, I didn't think of that. Wow. So where do you want to go first? And obviously, probably Tina Peters, and then other things that are happening with the new director of the Office of Oversight of National Intelligence and what's happening there. Peter, thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you. I love being on your show, Alex, because I'm talking to somebody who knows about what the heck's going on. I mean, that we're in a war and that everything is related. So when we celebrate Tina Peters coming out of prison, it's not just an isolated issue and an isolated client. It's part of the whole takeover of the United States by let's call it the cabal or call it China, whichever you wish. But, you know, if these people came to us with guns and rifles and they're shooting bullets, we'd know exactly how to deal with them. But when they come to us surreptitiously through our election system, it's like with most of our country, a good part of our country doesn't realize what the heck's going on. And so there's things going on with Tina, things going on with J6 people, all kinds of things going on. But at least you mentioned Donald Trump. At least we have the right president who's able to address these things and never quit on Tina Peters. In fact, she wouldn't be out of prison now if it weren't for Donald Trump.
And absolutely. So let's talk about that. He's been very faithful to J6ers as well. But she's a key witness now. They wanted to keep her in prison so she couldn't testify. Why don't we remember? Why don't you recap for folks that don't know what happened in Colorado, what happened with the codes, what she exposed, why they railroaded her?
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, what was she charged with? People don't know. They think that, you know, people say it's election fraud. They have no idea of what she was charged with. So here's what was going on. As the clerk of Mesa County, Tina Peters had an obligation to not only run the basically the election that as it's run in that county, but also to make sure that all of the data from the election was secured and kept. To delete the data would be violating a federal statute that requires that it all be kept for 22 months. And not only is it statute, but it's a crime. You can go to prison for up to a year for each episode, each instance that you've failed to maintain the records. So here she is. She's basically, everything's going fine. And then she understands that Janet Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, is coming in and that she's going to come into her office, have her people go into her machine and install something that they call the trusted build. A trusted build is something like you see it every time you update an app on your cell phone. That's what a trusted build is, where the program is updated, but the data stays and is not deleted. The trusted build that they did was to reinstall the same program, but first they would wipe out the entire disk. And we all know that even when you wipe a disk, you can still get data off of it, but not if you overwrite it with something else. So they wipe the disk, then they overwrite it with the program and some other data again, and the original data is impossible to find. So this is all related to the election fraud, because why in the world would it be necessary for Jenna Griswold to make sure that her people go from county to county to county to county for 62 counties and completely wipe out, never to be seen again, the data from the 2020 election? The only reason is because she's part of it. And not only is she part of it, but she's a criminal. We know that because she admits that she did all of this and that it wiped out the data. And we know from what happened with Tina Peters' case that the difference from before and after were literally 92,000 files were deleted when they put in their trusted build.
And I want you to elaborate on that, but also not forget, she magically also published all the codes to get the computers right before the election as well.
Yeah, that was a stupid mistake that she made. I don't think that that was necessarily intentional, but just stupid. And she figures, I'm not guilty of anything, even negligence here, because it takes two codes and they only have the one. That's her excuse. But what happened, and really there was some wrongdoing in regard to that, but the wrongdoing, wiping out the data from 62 counties.
That violates the law, that she's destroying election records.
Yeah, she could go to prison for up to 62 years for that. But she's one of the biggest proponents, or was one of the biggest proponents of keeping Tina Peters in prison. She harped on it and harped on it, harped and wouldn't let it go. Because
so what's Tina next Peters, for Tina? I mean, obviously she's a star witness in all this now. Do we have her before Congress? What's going to happen?
Oh, I don't know that she's going before Congress. That request hasn't been made yet to us, but I think she will be working with the president's people in terms of this. But to get to the nitty gritty, what was she charged with? She knew these people were coming in to wipe out her computer. So she and some other clerks did the same thing, got people that were able to image the hard drive. And she had it imaged before and imaged after. That's how we know 92,000 files were deleted illegally. So she needed to get somebody. She went to the Colorado government and said, do you have somebody that can image my computer, the Dominion machine? Because I need to do that before they put in the trusted build. They had nobody. They couldn't help her. So she went to other sources and she was able to get this fellow, Conan Hayes. Now, Conan Hayes is actually certified by the Department of Homeland Security to do exactly what was requested to be done. So when you get certified, you're not only certified that you're capable of doing the act, but you're also somebody that can be trusted with the information. So this is not somebody that's off the street, somebody that is crooked in any way. But when she was offered Conan Hayes, it was with the understanding you can have him, he can do the job for you, but you can never tell anybody his name. Why? Why can't you tell his name? Because he just was instrumental in busting one of the Mexican cartels that were dealing with human trafficking, even in the United States. God knows how many people this fellow, Conan Hayes, saved. How many women, how many children from hell. But when you do that, you know, the cartels don't really like it very much when you bust them up. You know, you become a wanted man. So they were gunning for him. And she couldn't use his name because it would put his life in danger. So they needed him to not only image the computer, but then watch whatever was going on after he imaged it, and then image it again after they finished. So to watch what's going on, he had to be in the room. But she couldn't give his name. Now, believe it or not, the trial judge would not allow her to explain why she used a fake name. So, you know, this whole trial was a farce to begin with. She wasn't able to give her defense why she didn't have criminal intent. So she didn't have due process in any way. We are now going to the Supreme Court of Colorado on that ground, on the ground of the Supremacy Clause, which is simply this. If there's a federal law that you have to obey, but you have to contravene a state statute in order to make sure you follow the federal law, well, then you have to do what you have to do. You have to follow the federal, and you're not guilty of violation of the state. But, you know, and also here's the other thing, which that reminds me of, because most of your audience don't understand what was the crime. So you gave a false name. You're allowed to use any name you want as long as it's not for a fraudulent purpose. So what was the name that was used? It was another fellow that worked for Tina Peters that had a pass to be able to get in and so on. But the reason that she couldn't give that she had to give a name had nothing to do with the elections. As Secretary of State, Janet Griswold was making the rules for the state regarding COVID. And that was a COVID rule that was broken, not an election rule. Well, by her giving the false name, you know what? Guess what? Not one person got COVID. Not one person got a sniffle. Not one person lost 10 cents. So there was no harm. That's why there was no restitution in this case. Nothing. No, there was nobody to.
Absolutely. We know she's a hero. They went after other election officials in Arizona. You name it, the same thing. So now, where do we go on offense with this? Now that she says, we know they wanted to sit on top of her. They're so scared. I mean, this is massive. What are we expecting to see next in the redemption arc of Tina Peters?
Okay, so you're seeing us go to the Supreme Court of Colorado, where we're going to be arguing both those things, the due process, the Supremacy Clause. Also, there's the pardon that, remember, Donald Trump gave her a pardon. And the state of Colorado said, oh, that doesn't apply to state offenses. And there's a good line of thought that agrees with that. But at the same time, here we have a federal statute that not only is the same as the state statute, but actually is the state statute. It basically says whatever the state statute is, we're going to enforce that in the federal court or in the federal law. So it's the same exact law as the federal law that was being dealt with. And it had to do with a violation of federal law that was occurring at the time. Surely the president's got to be able to deal with those kinds of issues. There's a case law that basically supports this. And so we're pushing on the pardon. And then last but not least, which most people don't know, because this is something that I didn't tell you about before, wasn't that important you know, the fact is there was a juror who some crazy person, and you know, there's a lot of crazy people on the streets of Denver.
Yeah.
So what are these transient kinds of people? Cut the phone lines of this juror's business. And it cost that juror $4,000 to fix the phone lines in that. Well, she didn't know it was some crazy person. She thought it was somebody related to the case. And she thought it was because she was a juror in the case that somebody cut those phone lines. Well, that put the onus on the judge once it was learned and brought to the judge's attention where there was actually an investigator that taped the recording of the juror explaining all of this. The judge had no choice. He had to do that, but he didn't, because this isn't a great judge. This is a judge who just wanted that conviction, wanted to put her away. And so, it's disgusting. The worst part of what we're seeing in America is with those judges that are crooked.
Total weaponization by the Democrats. I've experienced it.
Yes, you have.
I got other issues I want to hit with you here, but in summation, the Democrats are not happy that she got out. For those who understand, how is she out now? What is the status? How did that happen?
Okay, well, Governor Polis, with a lot of pressure from Donald Trump. Okay, I mean, believe me, that's very hard pressure to withstand. Okay, basically, kowtowed to Donald Trump and did what was the right thing to do. What his intelligence was telling him, I mean, his brain was telling him, 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, he knew that she was severely sentenced. I mean, how can a person, just for giving that false name on a COVID issue, how can she get 9.5 years in prison? How does that work? 9.5 years. I think what this judge did was looked at her age. At that time, she was 69. Looked at the life table, saw a 69-year-old will, on the average, live another 9 years. So he gave her 9.5. He basically gave her a life sentence.
A death sentence.
Yeah. So this is what we had to deal with in terms of the political. Look, once a state becomes what I call captured, once it becomes a captured state like Colorado, where the politicians are there because of the election fraud,
they never turn loose.
Then the first thing they do is they fix the judiciary. Okay. They make sure it all agrees and lines up with what they want. So they get a crooked, disgusting judiciary. I mean, look, I practiced law in Palm Beach County and Broward County, primarily. I'm all over the country, frankly. I'm in California, right? I've got cases and I can name 7 states I'm in right now. But primarily, I'm in Palm Beach County and Broward County, Florida. I've never known a more decent bench of judges anywhere. I love our judges because they are calling balls and strikes. They're not politically activated. But then again, they've been appointed for the most part by a Republican governor.
Oh, I'm prejudiced. I've experienced elected Democrats. They are literally, in my show trial in Texas, where she found me guilty, she said, I don't care if the Supreme Court says it's capped at 500,000. 50 million, I don't care. Screw the Supreme Court. I mean, they literally said, screw the Supreme Court on the record.
These people, it's absolutely amazing that some of these judges are the way they are. It's mind-blowing. But there, I will tell you, you're right. It's these lefties that are getting into they become activist judges that decide they're going to just change anything because they don't like you. You're going to pay the price, and this is what's gone on. So, as I say, everything is related, but at least she's out. Thank God. You know, that's why I say if it weren't for President Trump, she'd still be in prison because he was unrelenting in terms of.
No, great job, Trump. There. So, and just to give us a general shot, we'll come back from break. What are we doing 6 months out from the general election and the Democrats still operating? I know Trump's trying to put pressure, trying to bring in voter ID, trying to do all that, but he's getting blocked a lot. What should we expect in the midterms?
Oh man, there's a nightmare scenario. Okay, do you know the nightmare scenario? The nightmare scenario.
I do know it, but you should recap it. We're going to Hakeem Jeffries.
Do it now or wait till we come back and break?
No, do it now. Do it. We got 4 minutes. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So what is the nightmare scenario? The nightmare scenario is that we know the machines can determine the outcome of any election they want to. Okay, period. We have 22 Republican senators that are up for re-election. That means that they could easily grab 18, 19 of them. They can have a 67% majority in the Senate, which is enough to remove anyone that the House impeaches. We're talking about short time. The election's coming up November 3rd. We'll find out the results on the 4th, no doubt. And then we've got, then on the 5th of January, that's when all the senators and congressmen take their seats, get sworn in. And the first order of business in the House is to elect the next Speaker of the House. Who's that going to be? Hakeem Jeffries, no question about it. If they have the majority, assuming that they have that. This is the nightmare scenario, not necessarily what's going to happen. But they elect him. What does Hakeem Jeffries do as the first order of business as the Speaker of the House? He does the impeachment of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance together at the same time. When those two are then sent over to the Senate and they're both removed, who becomes the who becomes the President of the United States? The Speaker of the House does. That would be Hakeem Jeffries. That's why we see him looking so cocky, so sure of himself, speaking as though he's the new president, saying that the Supreme Court is an illegal, illegitimate organization. He wants to put himself in a position to say, I don't need to listen to the Supreme Court. They don't need to pack the Supreme Court. He just needs to ignore it, and he will have total power. So this is where they're going. This is what they want to do. They're desperate to get power back, and they will do whatever they can. Now, I'll tell you why I have a lot of hope after the break, but this is the nightmare scenario. If this happens, we're done. If Hakeem Jeffries, and this is what they're planning, but if Hakeem Jeffries ends up taking over and he's the next president of the United States, we will never get our country back again.
And the Democrats are talking about packing the Supreme Court. I mean, if they ever get back in, they're going to go for broke.
He can say, look, they can decide all they need for civil matters. They can decide whatever they want to about education or whatever. But I'm the president of the United States. We have a separation of powers, and nobody's going to tell me what to do. That's all he has to do. That's all he has to say. That's how he has to act. And then guess what? We no longer have our country. If he gets in there, we no longer have our country, and it's gone. There may be a civil war. There may be a rebellion. We don't know what's going to happen. But if that happened, I would expect, especially if you have the right AG, that's going to be able to bring some evidence forthcoming very quickly as to what happened. Because you only have a short time. You got 62 days between the election and January 5th. So, you better have the right people in there just in case things do go wrong, because it's going to then become martial law, I would predict.
And the Democrats are openly talking about trying to trigger a civil war. I want to get what you think about Trump picks Bill Pulte, acting intelligence chief, and who's going to be the new attorney general. I heard it might be you. We have a very special guest right now, Peter Tichtin. Be sure and check out his website, legalbrains.com. We'll be right back with this incredible information in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos. And Paul Revere, we appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site with the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Peter Tichtman's our guest, long-time Trump confidant, lawyer, you name it, went to military academy with him, legalbrains.com. I've got a lot of questions here just in general about where you see the country coming and going in 6 months with the election. Any other points on Tina Peters, but also Trump names Bill Pulte. From everybody I've talked to, Ed Martin, you name it, they say he's as good as it gets. From housing regulator turned MAGA enforcer as intelligence chief. And just other things you think are important for everybody's radar to know is going on, what else we can do, what Trump's doing with election fraud, where the DOJ is on that. Talk about you being the new attorney general or who you think should be brought in. Peter Tichtman.
Right. Well, I'll tell you why. Okay. But let me just finish going back to why I don't think that's going to happen, the nightmare scenario. It's because Trump did so well in his picks this last time around. If those machines were in play, he wouldn't have done so well. There would have been a lot of upsets. So we don't know why the machines weren't in play, but it looks like they weren't. I know they were in play in the early part of the primaries. We know in Bexar County, Texas, we have evidence that we got a smoking gun there because Martinez, a candidate that was there in Bexar County, which is where San Antonio is located. So he asked for a list of the voters from day one, and they didn't fix it yet. So he got the list that had all the duplicates, all what we call hidden duplicates or modified duplicates in the voter rolls were showing up on the list. And then the next day he asked for the same list, and he got a list that was completely different with people's names on it. So we know that the machines were in operation early on, but we don't know for a fact that whether or not they were, if they're working right now. We know we were able to stop them from working in 2024. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Donald Trump as president. Kamala Harris was supposed to win that rigged vote. But the machines were compromised by some brave people in the Department of Defense at the time. So that didn't happen. But that's what they wanted to do in terms of the midterms. And we don't know what's going on. And I'll tell you why we don't know is because Maduro has been captured. And he's the head of the snake. Believe me, Venezuela was absolutely involved in the voter fraud that occurred in 2020. 2022, that almost occurred in 2024, and that and may have for down races in 2024, and absolutely in 2026 was supposed to be involved and started out to be involved. So, you know, once we got Maduro, then we got Maduro's bookkeeper, and, you know, we don't have to go there and invade and pull them out anymore. We just needed Maduro for that. And now Venezuela is our friend, and they're giving us the people that we asked to have extradited. Isn't that nice? But no doubt they were able to identify somebody, the people in Serbia, or identify where the machines are now that are doing the dirty work in Serbia. So that's all that part of it. And let's just hope that the machines are not going to be making involved, you know. And I think we have a good chance on that.
Where did those magic 8 million votes, more than Obama got, that Biden got in 2020, where did they go?
They came from the machines. You know, the voting equipment was able to basically go into the voter rolls and get those extra people, the ones that I've been telling you about in the past, where Andrew Paquette was the one that actually found them in the first place and was able to find an algorithm that was able to find them all. So if you use the algorithm, you could find all of the what we call modified duplicates. These are voters that are in the archives, and the machines are able to take them out of the archives. See, in the voting list and the voter list, nothing is ever deleted. Nothing disappears. So if somebody dies and it's reported, and then they take that name and they archive it, they put it in the archives, they don't delete it. So anything can be brought out of the archives, made live again, vote, and then get put back into the archives. And they had all these made up duplicates. So where you vote, there could be, let's say, six Alex Joneses. Okay, they all have your address where they live. They all have your phone number. They all have, they may have a change of the birth date a little bit. They're all Alex Jones, but your middle initial may be there, maybe not, and maybe your middle name is used instead of the initial. Those are some of the changes we see in these. But they have your social security number, your driver's license number, et cetera. That's why we call them modified duplicates, but they always have a different voter ID number.
Now I've had other lawyers on. I forget all the names of organizations, but I know they have this group that the feds and legislation decades ago hired. It's really a Democrat Party company that runs these databases, but acts like it's governmental for the name, and then it's able to manipulate that. And again, I'm going from memory, so you're the expert. But that's why Zuckerberg spending hundreds of millions to go buy up those databases was key, to somehow be able to give that into the other groups that were feeding into the computers. Now, I'm giving a layman's babble from my limited understanding, but can you quantify why Zuckerberg was so important with whatever he did?
Well, I don't know in terms of the machines what he did. I know that in terms of ballot stuffing and paying for all these extra ballot depositories, he was totally involved.
I think so he was financing the muscle of the mules and all that.
Yes, exactly. And I think he put something like $400 million into it. I mean, it was not a trivial amount.
$465 million, yeah.
Okay, yes, that's it. Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, so he's... You know, he needs to be looked at, and he needs.
I was about to say, look, I get Trump is smart, smarter than me in many ways, but what is he doing? Like, has Zuckerberg on that committee now? Buddies, is that Trump keeping enemies closer? What is that?
You know what? I don't know. But you know, there is that old saying: keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. So it could be very well that they're looking at it. But this man is a proven enemy to the United States. He's a seditionist. He belongs behind bars. So, you know, we need to look at that. Let me tell you what's really wrong, what's really broken with the Department of Justice and where it starts. Believe it or not, it's marijuana.
Oh, yeah. When they first brought Tab Blanchett, I didn't know really who he was. You called him out and said he'll be the problem. Now he's the acting AG. How did you know that?
Because I could see what was going on. I could see that, you know, first of all, Pam Bondi never was able to describe anything in the way that somebody who's knowledgeable and working in something can describe. In other words, if you're working and you get into a story and you do the investigation yourself and you met this guy, you know the whole deal. If somebody were to interview you, you'd be able to draw on all kinds of knowledge of petty, minimal, you know, all kinds of things to be able to discuss it and tell
Bondi
us.
Bondi would go, we lost 280 million Americans to fentanyl. No, we didn't, sweetheart. Exactly. Nothing against her, but I kind of got, she was like a cutout. Now we know she had cancer, but she seemed like she was mailing it in.
Well, what was going on was she was being briefed. And when you're briefed, all that you can talk about is the points that you were told. You don't have a body of knowledge. So you sound like you don't know what you're doing because of the way she was briefed instead of her doing the job. And why didn't she do the job? My theory is that when they came together, you know, at the beginning of you know, she and Todd Blanche, she looked at Todd and said, Todd, what do we do? This is 115,000 employees, 40 agencies. How are we ever going to be able to control this thing? You know, like, this is a huge job. And I'm sure Todd Blanche would have told her, don't you bother your sweet, pretty little head about that. I got it all in control. I'm the COO. I'm the deputy. I'm the one charged with that. So you don't worry about it.
I was told that by high-level DOJ over a year ago. They said she goes and does Fox, does her hair, and has no idea even what's going on. They said she didn't even understand the branches of the DOJ.
That's because he sweet talked her into believing that she didn't really need to do anything. I know how people can be undermined. And I know that Pam Bondi being an honest person, because there's no reason to think that she's not an honest person. She's not lying to us. But being relatively honest.
No, I agree. You can see her being set up over and over again.
Yeah, she got set up by somebody. So who could it be? Believe me, there was only one guy that it could have been. And she came out with that yesterday. She said, don't ask me about Epstein. That's all Todd Blanche. So finally.
And that's who they sent to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell. Exactly.
Yes, yes. What was that about? That interview that he had with her, the questions that he was asking with leading questions to protect the evidence. I mean, if you read that transcript, it's going to blow your mind.
And we know 95% of the people in the files are Democrats. He's a Democrat lawyer. Trump's all compartmentalized. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. But meanwhile, we don't really know. Maybe Todd Blanche is the cat's meow, and maybe he's going to make everything work. And right now he is making some stuff work because he wants the job of AG. But the concern is if he makes things work now and he gets to be AG, then does it all stop after that?
Exactly. He's doing a few indictments finally.
Yeah, but there's so much more that needs to be done. So let me tell you what I was saying in terms of marijuana, okay? In 1998, for instance, 32% of all the crime in America were drugs. Now, of course, that's more than marijuana. But meanwhile, since then, we've decriminalized the biggest one of all, which is marijuana, and other things that are some people refer to as soft drugs. So if those, we're not prosecuting crime, because it's like when Prohibition ended. When Prohibition ended, all of a sudden you have all these police forces that were built to go and bust
and your Zoom's breaking up. Start over. But I've studied the history, seen the documentaries on it. It's crazy. Literally within a month of alcohol prohibition ending, they now go after marijuana and everything else because they needed something to do. Go ahead.
Well, this is the end of the road now, because now they got rid of the marijuana and there's nothing else for them to do. And these people have to rationalize their existence. So what do? They bust innocent people, and they bust people where they're, you know, where it's kind of a gray issue, but basically decent, honest people. And this was going on in the United States. This has nothing to do with Biden and nothing to do with Donald Trump, because this was before Biden's time that this was happening. But then we had this, what I call an evil genius, Merrick Garland. Mm-hmm. He came in and he saw all this energy and he knew what to do with it. And he applied it to all these different groups of people, like doctors who prescribed ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or who were against the jab.
Listen, I never made a big deal about this. It was recommended by the New York AG to them. I had to spend $400,000 on multiple grand juries. And I wasn't even selling that stuff at the time. I just had people on saying ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and stuff works. And they literally hauled me into the Southern District of New York.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. You were targeted because you were talking about ivermectin. They couldn't have ivermectin. I mean, this is where everything's connected. Everything. It's not just China. It's the World Economic Forum that's involved with this. But you're the guy that knows all about this stuff, because I hear you. I don't think I'm giving you any news here.
No, you're tying it all together. You're right. Because you say this over and over again. People that get hired as real CEOs now, or lawyers anywhere, they have wide spectrum understanding. You can't do anything today if you don't have basic knowledge about basically everything. It doesn't mean we know everything. We know the key things about all the basics, because stuff is not compartmentalized. Everything is connected.
Everything's connected. Yeah, and the World Economic Forum is so huge. People have no idea how powerful it is. Of the 2,400 billionaires in the world, almost all of them, there are a few exceptions, but
here's an example. It was the WEF 3 years ago made co-equal with the UN Security Council that created the corporate standard for Australia, Sweden, the U.S., every Western country. Of you go in and suddenly the restaurant's closed, you got to do a QR code, training you for that. Or giving hundreds of millions in the U.S., $2.2 billion to CVS and Walgreens not to prescribe ivermectin of taxpayer money, just so these other drugs that didn't work would be bought. And that was all the WEF through the U.N., through these global standardizations. I only use that as one example of how they're literally controlling our lives, and we have no idea. They have more power than our own government in many ways.
Oh, many ways. But let me make it clear. The reason that they had to say ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine don't work as therapies is because you're not allowed to make a vaccine if there's a therapy. And so that's where they had no choice. They had
A new experimental vaccine and give it fast-tracked approval if there's already a known therapy. That's right.
Right. So that's why they had to, you know,
believe. Even though Fauci wrote a paper in, like, 2002 on ivermectin and how it was the save all for coronaviruses. Remember that?
Fauci needs to be looked at as well. I mean, there are certain people that need to meet justice. And if he's an innocent man, then all be it. But if he's not an innocent man, then why isn't he brought to justice?
I mean, I meant to cover this when I saw it break here, Shane. I didn't. I'm glad you brought it up. How big is it that Pam Bondi came out in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and said, listen, these guys briefed me. It's all Cash Patel. And Blanche, I don't just believe her. I know that's true. And now from my sources, they said, no, she was just basically an empty suit. And it was the same way Bongino got briefed and believed it all. I'm not trying to defend him. It's just, how do you believe these lying agencies? Oh, one guy acted alone in Butler, despite all the evidence. Why do you think she's publicly speaking out now out of the clear blue sky? What's behind that?
Because she's ruined. She's a victim. She was played. And believe me, she's kicking herself for believing in these people. There's no reason she shouldn't believe in her deputy AG. You know, Donald Trump loves the guy because, you know, I got to tell you, having done all, you know, I'm a trial lawyer. When you do a trial for more than a week with somebody, you know, more than 2 weeks especially, you develop a very close bond with that person because you're with them.
It'd be like if I went to Africa for a savannah camping trip for a week. And the guides could go feed me to lions if they wanted to. You're in their hands.
Yeah, but here you're actually fighting people. Excuse me. Sorry.
It's always good to get a good sneeze in.
Yeah. Three, that's good luck.
We all do it. We know you're not a robot now.
Or I'm an advanced robot if I am. So, one that can sneeze.
Hey, I never got this till I was about 50. I'm 52 now. I used to like sneeze. Now when I sneeze, it's machine guns nonstop. Like, da, 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 da. Have you ever had those? Anyways, it's weird. Just getting older is weird. All right. So, anyways, you had normal sneezes. Mine are like a robot now. But anyways, start back over what you're saying.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Where were we?
We had a little bit of a sneezing fit. I was saying it's like having, African guides. You go to do a safari and they need you to be eaten. You're like Lewis and Clark were counting on their Native American guides. If they were against them, they never would have made it. I mean, it's like, yeah, exactly.
Right. But imagine just one guide and you're with that one guide and you're among all the animals in the jungle and you're unarmed. Okay. Because if you're in a courtroom, you've got the judges against you if you're a defendant. Okay. Because judges tend to side to some extent, for the most part, not always, with the prosecution. So you've got, you're the one that's accused. You're the meal that everyone wants to now eat. And you've got one guy who's holding your hand saying, don't worry, I got your back. I'm with you. And with Todd Blanche, the president doesn't know that Todd Blanche didn't even believe in his innocence. And I know this because if you watch his interview with Caitlin, what's her last name?
No, that's why I know Trump the other day is good. You knew him since high school, military academy. When we finally get him info, he makes the right decision. The problem is getting it to him. He doesn't know. I remember Todd Blanche talked crap about Trump previously a lot.
Yeah, and he didn't believe he was innocent because you don't, in that interview with CNN, with Caitlin Collins, that's his name, he basically, you know, she asked him about him and he said, well, the trouble is that the conduct occurred 7 or 8 years before. Well, geez, he's saying to the nation that the conduct occurred. In other words, Trump did it. And then when asked about the sentencing, he said, well, if he's a 77-year-old first-time offender, he shouldn't be going to prison. But meanwhile, he's telling the nation that this is a first-time offender. This is his mindset.
Way of saying this woman's guilty, but looking like you're on their side.
Right. If that would have been Alina Haba, for instance, okay, she would have stood up for the president and said, this guy's not guilty. They had to make a law up to be able to bring these false charges. You know, I mean, she would have defended
him. They had
him.
To pass a law to do it. Yeah.
Well, or twist up this crazy theory in order to be able to come out with something against them, which was just craziness. You know, but Alina would have stood up for the president. Todd Blanche, the day of the verdict, had that interview and did not stand up for his client.
Well, let's be honest. Here's my criticism of Trump. And again, I know the Democrats want to put me in prison. I hate their guts. They're total demons. My criticism is he continues to have his enemies around him and continues to let his enemies do this to him all because they lie to his face. And I get it. I mean, I've got a crew that's awesome and they do the best job they can. And usually it's my mistake that messes things up. But if they weren't 100% putting up with me, this whole thing would just shut down. So I've got 50 something people, not, you know, millions like Trump. So I'm not judging Trump. I'm just saying at the end of the day, he has to purge anybody that's been a Democrat. I think that's very simple. Peter, what do you think Trump should do to get control of his administration?
Well, he needs a better attorney general than he's got. He needs somebody that's really going to be able to fix the department. You've got to find all these cases where things are really going wrong. It may sound like a side approach, but really, believe me, it's part and parcel of what needs to be done. The number of cases need to be reduced significantly, and then you've got the manpower to go after the people that need to be gone after.
Sure, you need to prioritize what is the main mission. And what is that? Massive DOGE fraud, political intrigue, political corruption. You got to clean up the leadership of the ship or you're never going to fix it, right?
Well, you've got to realize that they're trying to take over our country. They're trying to steal our country, and they're not stopping just because they lost the 2024 election. these people are not going to be happy until they get control of the entire world, because the rest of the world is gone. There are people in Canada that are in prison because they speak against the government. They're arresting 30 to 50 people a day in the United Kingdom because they speak against the government, or they speak against Islam, or they speak against things that are not tolerable by the government. Once the government is controlling the speech of individuals, there's no freedom anymore about anything. Everything gets lost. It's just a matter of time. Australia is gone. Europe is gone. We've got the United States. It's the last place left. It's the last haven that we've got in the world.
By the way, you're not
and
just
we've
saying
got to make
that.
Sure that we do not get taken over by all of these theories of ways of life. Because once we turn communist and once we lose our freedoms, it's not going to be like we're talking here now about how bad it is. You know, it's like, you know, when you're a kid, you know, and you find out about death, a little kid, right? And everybody does this. And then when you realize that, assume you have parents, okay, you're going to start thinking, oh, my parents could die. And you might even have a tinge of misery, but not really, okay? When they die, you understand what misery is. If we ever get taken over so that we are part of China, or where they will eat us alive, or we are a communist entity, it's not, it's like that. We can think about it now theoretically, but if it really happens, we're going to know misery like nothing before, and it's going to be fresh every single day
that's my paradox. As much as I get pissed off at Trump, he's light years better than the bad guys, and it just horrifies me to no end. I mean, you look at Gavin Newsom and Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, they glow like demons. I mean, my cells go, that's an evil person. Then I study them, and my gut is right. I mean, these are really bad people.
They're evil. They're pure evil. And what they want to do is they want to ruin everything that we have here. They want to destroy our entire ability to have a free country and have the lives that we have, where we have some control of our own destiny.
All right, Peter Tichton, thank you for coming on short notice. God bless you for your great work right at the heart of getting Tina Peters out, and a great job for Trump on that. Briefly, 10 seconds. I'm no expert, but all the insiders I know, they say that the new guy Trump's bringing to replace Tulsi Gabbard is really good. Do you think the new head of intelligence is a good guy, Pulte?
From what I've heard.
Sorry, your video. Do 5 more minutes. Hold on. It broke up. I got to get a response to it. I just know from Ed Martin and others telling me years ago, this guy's as good as it gets. 2 minutes.
Then at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars. And InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name. Where he is continuing and hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.